This is HPR episode 2480 entitled, What's in My Podcatcher 1, and is part of the series, Podcast Recommendations. It is hosted by Ahuka, and is about 18 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a current report, with descriptions, of the podcasts I enjoy.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio people. This is Ahuka welcoming you to another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio. And this is something that Ken had actually asked me to do. And what was that? Well, there was a Hacker Public Radio community news a few months back. And I had posted a comment to, I think, Dave Morris. Because he had talked about a podcast that he liked to listen to. And I said, oh, yep, excellent. And, you know, here's another one that I think you might like. And that's when Ken jumped in and said, I want a show about what's in your podcast. And my podcatcher, I guess. And I thought, well, I've done that. But it was a few years ago, and the thing is that what's in there changes over time, so I decided, what the heck, let's do some more. Now, I listen to a lot of podcasts, so it's entirely possible that this is going to wind up being a two-parter. I'm going to assume that Ken will forgive that. And rather than just, you know, read a list of them, I want to talk a little bit about at least a few of these, probably most of them, just to give you a sense of what they're like. So you would know from the description, is that something that you might want to check out? And of course, I will put links in the show notes for all of these, which will undoubtedly keep me busy. So what you're going to see going through this is that there are a few areas where I just have a very strong interest. And so you'll see certain themes come out of all of this. So the first one I'm going to mention is a podcast called Alphabetical. Now, this has an interesting concept behind it. It's four guys who get together, and usually it's about twice a week, maybe three times occasionally. And what they do is that they record shows in which they take specific Beatles songs and discuss them. And the way they do it is by putting them in alphabetical order. So you combine those and you get the podcast title Alphabetical. So it starts off with 12 Bar Blues and goes all the way up to Your Mother Should Know at the other end of the alphabet. These are nice. They're not terribly long. You know, they're probably, each one of these is about 15 minutes in length. And, you know, if you're a Beatles fan, you would probably enjoy the discussion a little bit. And if you're not a Beatles fan, then obviously this isn't for you. I happen to be a big Beatles fan. Now, the next one I'm going to mention is the Alton Brown Cast. And as you might start to figure out, I'm going through this in alphabetical order myself, because that's how my podcatcher works. Alton Brown is well known as a Food Network celebrity. He's also been going around the country doing shows. My wife and I went to his show last year in Detroit, and we had a great time. Absolutely hilarious. And I think it was something called Eat Your Science. So his shtick was looking at science and cooking together. Now, this particular podcast is highly infrequent. He recorded all of two shows in 2017. And I assume after that he was like back on the road or doing one of his Food Network things. But, you know, he will stop recording and then all of a sudden pop up again for six or eight shows. So I just leave it in my podcatcher, no harm, no foul, and then see what comes up. So I'm sort of hoping that, you know, maybe in the next month or two, some things will pop up. Now, the next one I want to mention is something called Astronomy Cast. And I think this is one that Dave also enjoys. Now, Astronomy Cast, there's two people. One of them is Dr. Pamela Gay, who is, a PhD astronomy scientist. And the other is Fraser Kane. Now, Fraser Kane also has a YouTube channel where he does things that are astronomy related. And I would highly recommend, if you're into that sort of thing, that you subscribe to that YouTube channel. So it's Fraser, and then Kane is Cain. And check that out. But this is an audio podcast that the two of them do, although I think they may also do it on YouTube and what have you. But this comes out every week, and there's usually an explanation of something that is going on in astronomy or just some topic that they decide they want to get into. So some of the things, modeling the weather. And, you know, obviously we use satellites to do things like that. Simulations for science and fun. Another one, exploiting interfering light. And so we use interference as a way of imaging things in space and so on. So it's an example of some of the things that they like to do. So now another one I want to mention is something called Ben Franklin's World. And this is an American history podcast, and it really covers topics in colonial history up through probably early 19th century, you know. I don't think they actually get into the Civil War, so it would be going up through the pre-war period, but I think they have done some things that maybe talk a little bit about how the Civil War, some of the things that might have led up to it. And this is a podcast where the host, who has a doctorate in history, also calls, and it's basically telephone interviews with professional historians, people who are on the faculty of major universities, and frequently there's a book that they've written, and that becomes a topic of discussion. Historians do tend to specialize in particular topics, so what they will do is they'll have, and typically it's about an hour-long podcast that gets into all of that. Now, another one I want to mention is the Big Finish podcast. And Big Finish is a company in England, and they do a lot of audio dramas. And in particular, they made a big aspect of what they have done is Doctor Who. And during the period when Doctor Who was not on television, it was sort of like the only place you would get some new material. And I love Doctor Who, so you know, that was a good thing. They've since added other things as well. So this particular podcast is not one of their audio dramas. It's a podcast where they talk about what they're doing or interview people who are actors or producers or what have you. And so it's a fan-oriented thing, and I rather enjoy it. Next one I'm going to mention is Cadence. Now, cadence I found from a reference from another podcast that I listened to, which we'll get to later, called Inquiring Minds. One of the co-hosts of that podcast is Indre Viscontis. And Indre is very interesting. She is a PhD neuroscientist and a trained opera singer. So she decided, you know, let's do a podcast about music and how it affects your brain. And, you know, it's the kind of thing I find fascinating because I've been involved in music for many, many years and I love science, and seeing the two of them interact is just, you know, how could I not like something like that? So cadence is a nice one. Okay, next one is something called the command line. It kind of is sporadic. You know, he'll record some shows for a while and then, you know, some weeks go by and you won't hear anything. The fellow who does this, command line, is sort of a nom de internet. So it's not that it's a podcast about how to do command line stuff, which... If I wanted that, I would probably be listening to all of the stuff that, and I do, that Dave Morris does. So it's just a guy who goes by the name, the command line, Thomas Gideon. But usually he's talking about some aspect of the fact that he is a coder, and he works in industry, and his reflections about all of that. You know, he might talk about the, you know, why code review matters and how he does it and things like that. All right. Next one is something called Common Sense with Dan Carlin. And this is an interesting show. Dan is another one of those people that sporadically releases shows. He puts a certain amount of effort into it, and I'm going to get to the hardcore history in a moment, which is the other podcast of his that I listen to. So Common Sense is usually his take on what's going on in current events, and it's probably somewhat U.S.-centric, because that's where Dan is. You know, he talks about things from a kind of libertarian perspective, but, you know, not, I wouldn't say he follows the party line on all of this stuff. So that's something to think about there. So it's a nice one, and I do enjoy it. Next podcast, Completely Beatles. And Completely Beatles is basically a few folks who get together, and what they do is they talk, and it's kind of like alphabetical, only instead of song by song, it's album by album. And what they do is they took this from the very first Beatles album that was released, Please Please Me, you know, all the way up through Abbey Road, and then finally the Real Love release. So this, you know, they just did X number of shows, I think 16, back in 2014. And when they were done. But, you know, if you're into that sort of thing, download the shows and enjoy them. And this gets us to Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. This is just amazing stuff that, you know, you wonder how he can pull all this stuff together. So he'll take a topic and dig into it. So, for example, he did a whole series called Blueprint for Armageddon that was all about World War I. And that just went on. He did six shows, and... you know, each show was several hours long. So it was absolutely wonderful. Now, he puts a lot of work into it. So each show, may come out, you know, 4 months after the previous one because of so much work he put into it. Then he did a, you know, he followed that up with a series about the Achaemenid Persian Empire called King of Kings, and that was a three-show series. If you love history, and I do, then this is absolutely fantastic, and I enjoy it tremendously. Now I'm going to mention Fab Four Free For All. This is an ongoing series, and they probably are doing lately releasing a show every few weeks, maybe once a month. There were times when they were doing it weekly, but it's been going on for a number of years, and it's three guys who are huge hardcore Beatles fans and have radio programs and what have you, and just get together and talk about, you know, Beatles topics. And I'm a big Beatles fan, so that is just fabulous. And speaking of fabulous, another one, Fabcast, which is just some guys sitting around talking about different topics, and so far they've released 15 shows, the most recent of which was the end of October of 2017. They are highly opinionated, and you know, you may not agree with everything they say, but I have fun with it. And I think this will be the last one for this particular installment. I'm only up to the letter F. This is 538 elections. Now, 538 is a site that was put together by Nate Silver. Nate is very well known as kind of a polling expert. He does election forecasting of various kinds. He builds models that incorporate poll results. He's done some other things that employ similar statistical stuff. He's done some sports stuff as well. I have no interest in sports, so I don't pay any attention to that. But I'm intensely interested in politics, so I love this. And this, they do generally a weekly show about whatever is going on in politics, unless something big suddenly happens, and then they'll do what they call an emergency podcast to, you know, okay, what's this about? So the most recent one was when the Democrat won the Senate race in Alabama. So there's like, okay, we got to rush out an emergency podcast for that one. Then, you know, in addition to their weekly podcast, they sometimes do a series, and they're doing one right now on gerrymandering, and looking at what the issues are and what's happening in different parts of the country. So after an initial intro to what is gerrymandering, they looked at Wisconsin, North Carolina, Arizona. You know, in each place there's a, you know, somewhat different take going on. So that's quite a lot of stuff, I think. And so I'm going to cut it off here. This is Ahuka signing off and reminding you, as always, to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.